This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Pentasa suppositories. Active ingredient, S. Mesalazine. This leaflet provides important information about using Pentasa. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Pentasa. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Pentasa? Pentasa contains the active ingredient mesalazine. Pentasa is an anti-inflammatory agent, similar to aspirin, and is thought to reduce inflammation in the rectum. Pentasa is used to treat proctitis, a disease with inflammation, ulcers, and sores in the rectum, back passage causing bleeding, stomach pain, and diarrhea. What should I know before I use Pentasa? Warnings. Do not use Pentasa if you are allergic to mesalazine or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Have a severe kidney or liver problem? Check with your doctor if you have a known allergy to Pentasa, sulfasalazine, or aspirin-like medicines, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Take any medicines for any other condition. Have a kidney or liver problem. Have a bleeding disorder. Have a history of asthma. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Pentasa should be used with caution during pregnancy and breastfeeding, and only if the potential benefits outweigh the possible risks in the opinion of the doctor. The underlying condition itself, inflammatory bowel disease, may increase risks for the pregnancy outcome. Children. Do not give Pentasa to a child 12 years old or under. The safety and effectiveness of Pentasa in this age group have not been established. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. There is no information available on interactions between Pentasa and other medicines. However, mesalazine belongs to a group of medicines called salicylates that may interfere with some medicines. Medicines that may have their effects increased if used with Pentasa include anticoagulants which are used to thin blood or stop blood clots, e.g. warfarin. When Pentasa is used with these medicines, it may increase the medicine's effects on thinning your blood. Sulfonylureas which are used to lower blood sugar and treat diabetes, e.g. glibenclamide, glipizide. When Pentasa is used with these medicines, it may increase the medicine's effect on lowering your blood glucose. Methotrexate, which is used to treat some kinds of cancers, some skin conditions, and rheumatoid arthritis. When Pentasa is used with this medicine, it may increase the possibility of the medicine producing toxic effects on your body. Glucocorticoids, which are used to treat inflammation, swelling, or allergies, e.g. prednisolone. When Pentasa is used with these medicines, it may increase the undesirable gastric effects caused by these medicines. Medicines that may have their effects decreased if used with Pentasa include probenecid or sulfonpyrazone, which are used to treat gout and other conditions. When Pentasa is used with these medicines, it may decrease the effectiveness of the medicine. Spironolactone or furosemide, which are used to increase the amount of urine produced and to lower blood pressure. When Pentasa is used with these medicines, it may decrease the effectiveness of the medicine. Rifampicin, which is used to treat tuberculosis. When Pentasa is used with this medicine, it may decrease the effectiveness of the medicine. Medicines that may have a greater likelihood of reducing bone marrow activity if used with Pentasa include azathioprine, which is used to suppress the immune system, mercaptopurine and thioguanine, used to treat leukemia. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Pentasa. How do I use Pentasa? This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep using your medicine, even if you feel well. How much to use? The recommended dose is one suppository, 1 gram into the rectum, once daily at bedtime. Your doctor will prescribe a dosage regimen, based on your individual needs, and this may differ from this recommendation. Follow the instructions, provided and use Pentasa until your doctor tells you to stop. When to use Pentasa? Pentasa should be used at bedtime. How to use Pentasa? If possible, go to the toilet and empty your bowels, before using a suppository. The suppository will work better, if the bowel has been emptied. Insert the contents of the suppository in the rectum, back passage. Detailed instructions for use are available in the pack. Do not swallow the suppository. see://users.d.desktop.enter_qr_code.png. Scan the QR code with your smartphone or tablet to access a video on administering Pentasa Enema. Select the Pentasa link on the website, enter the OSTAR number from the Pentasa box, or section 7 of this document, and scroll to resources. Alternatively, visit patientspointfaring.com.au/gastroenterology/access-available-only within Australia. If you forget to use Pentasa, Pentasa should be used regularly at the same time each day. If it is almost time for your next suppository, skip the dose you missed, and use your next suppository, when you are meant to. Do not use a double dose, to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much Pentasa, or swallow the medicine. If you think that you have used too much Pentasa, or if the medicine has been taken by mouth, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Pentasa? Things you should do. Have all blood tests recommended by your doctor. Pentasa may cause kidney, liver, or blood problems in a few people. You should have regular blood tests to check your kidney function. Kidney stones may develop while using Pentasa. Symptoms may include pain in the sides of the abdomen and blood in the urine. Take care to drink plenty of fluids while you are being treated with Pentasa. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are using this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you become pregnant while using this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Pentasa. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine or lower the dosage suddenly without checking with your doctor. If you stop taking it suddenly, your condition may worsen. Do not use Pentasa to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving, or using machines. Pentasa is not expected to affect your ability to drive the car, or operate machinery. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep your Pentasa in the packaging until it is time to use your next dose. If you take Pentasa out of the packaging, it may not keep well. Keep your Pentasa in a cool, dry place. Temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius, away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. Do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Side effects. Common side effects affect more than 1 in 100 users. Headache. Diarrhea. Abdominal or stomach pain. Nausea. Vomiting. Flatulence, stomach discomfort or fullness, relieved by passing wind. Mild skin rash. Discomfort, pain, or itching in the anus or rectum, or feeling that you need to have a bowel movement during or after inserting the medicine. Rare side effects affect less than 1 in 1,000 users. Dizziness. Photosensitivity, especially if you have eczema or dermatitis. Very rare side effects, affect less than 1 in 10,000 users. Changes in blood counts, e.g. a decrease in the number of red or white blood cells, and or platelets. Difficulty breathing, coughing, allergic and fibrotic lung reactions. Changes in liver function, e.g. raised liver enzymes. Hair loss, reversible. Painful, or swollen joints, arthralgia. Muscle aches and pains, myalgia. Disease affecting the skin, joints, and kidneys with symptoms such as joint pain, fever, and skin rash, lupus erythematosus-like reactions. Low sperm count, reversible. Drug fever, e.g. fever-like symptoms such as chills and aches. Frequency unknown. Kidney stones. What to do? These side effects are not usually serious, but can become serious. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Rare side effects, affect less than 1 in 1,000 users. Chest pain, irregular heartbeat, shortness of breath, myocarditis, and pericarditis. Inflammation of the pancreas, e.g. severe upper stomach pain, nausea, and vomiting, increased amylase, acute pancreatitis. Very rare side effects, affect less than 1 in 10,000 users. Bruising easily, unusual bleeding, e.g. nosebleeds, signs of infection such as fever, chills, sore throat and mouth ulcers, aplastic anemia, or a granulocytosis. Numbness, tingling, or weakness of the arms and legs, peripheral neuropathy. Worsening of your condition, e.g. severe diarrhea, bloody stools, pancolitis. Liver disease, e.g. yellowing of the skin or eyes, urine discoloration. Kidney disease, e.g. changes in urine output and or discoloration, blood in urine and or swirling. Red lesion, or rash, erythema multiforme, or dermatitis allergic. Frequency unknown. Increased pressure in the brain, strong, or frequent headaches, changes in vision, or ringing in the ears, idiopathic intracranial hypertension. What to do? Call your doctor straight away if you notice any of these serious side effects. Allergic reaction, very rare, affect less than 1 in 10,000 users. Sudden signs of allergic reactions such as rash, itching, or hives, shortness of breath, wheezing, coughing, or swelling of limbs, face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty swallowing, or breathing. Severe cutaneous adverse reactions, scar such as drug reaction with eosinophilia and systemic symptoms, DRESS, very rare, affect less than 1 in 10,000 users, Stevens-Johnson syndrome, SJS toxic epidermal necrolysis, 10, frequency unknown, nausea, severe stomach cramps and or pain, bloody diarrhea, fever, facial swelling, severe headache and skin rash with severe blisters, and bleeding of the eyes, mouth, lips, nose, and genitals. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop using any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Pentasa contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Misalazine. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Povidone. Macrogol 6000. Magnesium stearate. Talc. Potential allergens. This medicine does not contain sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azodis. Do not use this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Pentasa looks like. Pentasa suppositories are white to tan spotted, oblong shaped. Each suppository is protected in an aluminium foil blister. Pentasa suppositories may be supplied in packs of 5, 10, 28 and 30. Not all pack sizes are distributed in Australia. Austar 98034. Who distributes Pentasa? Pentasa suppositories are supplied in Australia by Ferring Pharmaceuticals Pty Ltd. Suite 2, Level 1, Building 1, 20 Bridge Street, Pymble, New South Wales 20073, Australia. Pentaser is a registered trademark of Ferring BV. Registered trademark. This leaflet was prepared in October 2025. AUPA 2,100,040, V3.0.